This is the New World Symphony, rehearsing John Cage's 1976 piece Ringa. Maybe it sounds like chaos to you. But New World artistic director Michael Tilson Thomas says Cage's composition does have a plan.
I think many people have taken the freedom in his music as being a license to do whatever you want. But that's not at all his intention. He was also someone who was saying, if you would just open your ears and listen to what's going on around you, you would be able to hear so much more of the intricate, ever-changing dialogue, design of the sound of your life.
New World's young musicians are scattered around the symphony's soaring white concert hall. They blat their horns, tap their violins, sometimes they giggle. Harpist Grace Browning, like most of these musicians, has never played Cage before.
It's totally full of surprises. It's very wacky, silly, imaginative, incredibly experimental.
John Cage loved all kinds of sounds. Traffic, birds, burning pine cones. And he loved using new objects to make new sounds, like the ones percussionist Chris Riggs is using.
The piece is called Four Amplified Cactus, actually, but it also has nine other sounds that are supposed to be plant-related. So I have some rocks, I have some bamboo, I have some water that I make drop sounds with.
Beth Breslin also added some new instruments for this rehearsal.
I was playing the viola, the pencil, my voice, and the music stand.
The score for Ringa doesn't have normal musical notation. Instead of quarter notes, sharps, and flats, the pages are scattered with multicolored, amoeba-like dashes and blobs. Cage created them from drawings by Henry David Thoreau, which he randomly cut up and recombined. The musicians decide, on the fly, how to interpret what's on the page. Tilson Thomas explains.
Maybe you might just see this curvy line right here. So, and because this is a fairly thick line, that might mean something to you. You might be a trombonist and see that line. You go, oh.
Beth Breslin says all that freedom can be tough to deal with.
It's actually a little scary for me because I am used to having things very planned out.
But French horn player Alex Keenly says you just can't think too much.
You trust your instincts, you trust your gut, and you try to make a sound that you think would add to what else is going on.
Tilson Thomas says that in this piece, Ringa, you never know how it will turn out.
A lot is happening, and it will never be the same way twice.
That sounds a lot like life, and that's what John Cage wanted us to hear. In Miami, I'm Jordan Levin.